Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Janmashtami is being celebrated with great enthusiasm across the country today. Speaking on the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings, urging people to embrace Lord Krishna's teachings and work together towards the nation's progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, through a social media post, has also extended his wishes on the occasion. Meanwhile, Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, also extended his greetings on the occasion to the people of the state and emphasized the importance of Krishna's teachings from the Bhagavad Gita, urging people to follow messages of love, compassion and duty. Taking it to the social media, Chief Minister Pema Khandu also extended his heartfelt greetings to the people on the occasion of Janmashtami and wished everyone a joyful celebration of the birth of Nandlal, Murli Manohar and Keshav, and prayed for Lord Krishna's blessings to bring joy, love and prosperity into people's lives. Making justice as simple and clear as possible is a collective responsibility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this while addressing a closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted recent historic steps towards streamlining justice delivery, including repealing obsolete laws and modernizing systems such as the e-court project, which has computerized over 18,000 courts, providing significant relief to the citizens. He also highlighted the role of alternative dispute mechanisms in enhancing ease of living and justice. During the event, Mr. Modi virtually inaugurated the Rajasthan High Court Museum and launched the Twarit program. Sanjay Roy, the main accused in the brutal rape and murder case at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata, underwent a polygraph test yesterday. The CBI team conducted the test at the Presidency Correctional Home, spending 4 hours there. Earlier, Sanjay was also interrogated by forensic psychologist and behavioral experts from New Delhi. Meanwhile, the former superintendent of R.G. Carr, Bulbul Mukherjee, and other key figures, including police officers and hospital staff, were also questioned at the CGO complex, Salt Lake. The CBI also visited the residence of Chandan Loha, an associate of former principal Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, in connection with financial irregularities at the hospital. The investigation has led the CBI to interrogate several other individuals, including the new principal, vice principal and various professors. The CBI has also raided the residence of Suman Hazra, a close associate of Dr. Ghosh, in Howrah, where the investigation is ongoing. A free health camp was held yesterday at Siram Village, Mebo Subdivision, organized by Siang Trust. The camp was inaugurated by District Medical Officer Dr. Komling Parmi, with participation from specialists including ophthalmologist Dr. Beauty Barang Parmi, general physician Dr. Sebal Bhattacharji, and orthodontist Dr. Dominic Pau. The event was supported by Siang Trust's Vice President, Group Captain Mohanto Panging Rao, retired, and local village leaders. A total of 90 patients were examined, including 55 eye and 15 dental cases, with free tests and medicines provided during the camp. A devastating fire broke out at Airport Colony yesterday around 4:30 p.m., reducing many houses to ashes and causing property damage worth several crores. The cause of the fire and the exact number of houses affected are yet to be determined, but no human casualties have been reported. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.